All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get, well, not that good at it. You could do about half of your New Year's resolutions. You could, I don't know, join a CrossFit gym or something like that. Or you can start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. So, men, if you're out there and you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your own home. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out which one works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there is no uncomfortable doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if a treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports. That's Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports. For your personalized hair loss treatment options, Hims.com/DrinkinBrosSports.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Welcome to the 2025 Kentucky Derby Preview Show. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Should have been a cowboy. Should have learned to rope and ride. 95-1, dude. For Toby Keithsource.
Yeah, that's what it's up to.
My God, dude. My God. That's the run for the roses. The best 3 minutes in sports is what the race is known as. Or just getting blackout drunk for no reason, screaming at horses and gambling. We're brought to you again by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Doubling that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. You got to get in on the action on this here today. Toby Keith is the top story for me. D'Anthony? I got two top stories here, okay? First of all, Toby Keith does have a horse in this race. He is the long shot. It is going to be a sloppy track on Saturday because it's raining every single day of the week. And then the weather is changing by the hour for the Kentucky Derby. What does it say right now? Yesterday was sunny and 70. I heard there might be some sprinkles now in the morning, maybe a possible rain shower at noon now. Wild weather in Louisville.
It looks like there's going to be rain in the morning.
Okay.
And then rain all day, actually.
The entire day?
Yep.
Or what do we got? What are the numbers?
It's 40. So a greater chance early in the day. It goes from around midnight, 25%, up to a high of 50% by 4 a.m. And then it kind of tapers off through the day down to 40% at 10 a.m. and then 35% at 1 p.m.
It's not so, about we're not showing up till 2 anyway. So.
Yeah, by 2 it'll be back up to 40%. So it looks like it's going to rain all day.
So should I try to swap out these tickets for ones under the underhang? What do you think?
Yeah, probably.
All right, I'll look into it.
I mean, I don't really care, but
I'll look into it.
If you drink enough, you can't tell.
I don't give a shit. Rain or shine, I don't care. I'm there to win money.
I just need to pick up a fucking. We have all day Friday though. I just need to get a fucking umbrella, something to match my outfit.
A little umby,
because I'm gonna look really nice.
Mine's pink, so I'm gonna have to get a pink umbrella to match.
Yeah,
my suit.
Just tell everybody it's for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and then they'll say, "Well, that isn't that October?" And you say, "I never stop thinking about tits.
I never do.
Never.
I am always." Every month is breast cancer.
Because I actually care about the women in my life.
Same here.
Unlike you, you fucking piece of shit.
Yep. And I try to feel my wife up as much as possible.
If somebody comes at you like that, you got to go back hard at them.
Sure do.
That's all I'm saying.
Sure do.
Like, you can't take that shit.
Toby Keith's horse here is Render Judgment. Now, the family posted on Monday. It's gonna be hard holding back emotions on this one, guys. I'm sorry. It was Toby's dream. Render Judgment is going to the Kentucky Derby. He worked so hard to finally have one there. Toby will have the best seat in the house to watch from up there.
Mm.
From up there.
Presumptuous.
And no, it's not.
It is.
Toby's in heaven.
You don't know that.
Shining down.
You don't know. You don't know which religion is the right one.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you're so right. What if it's like Sufism or Jainism or some shit?
It's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus up there with Toby Keith. He's just playing a coup right now to Jesus on a cloud together.
You think Jesus can play?
I think he dabbles a little bit. You know, I think he's pretty big into Christian rock, obviously, but I don't see him doing death metal or anything, for Christ's sake.
Why not?
That's the devil, okay?
Why?
Because it's devil's music, man. That's what they call it, bro.
But why?
Because it's aggressive. People kill each other. It's violence.
So Jesus flipped the tables, money-changing tables over in the temple.
Yeah.
That was aggressive and violent.
Not really. Yeah, anybody die?
He killed a lot of people.
How many?
Well, if you believe John 1:1, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God,
uh-huh.
The Word being Jesus, then he's God. and there was this global flood situation.
Well, some would argue that it needed to happen.
It killed everybody except for like seven people.
They probably deserved it though, right?
I mean, that's not the point. The point is whether or not God has been violent historically, and the evidence is in.
But a flood is not really that violent. You know, it's kind of like turning on the bathtub a little too high.
I mean, tell that to Susan Smith.
I will. I will.
Because she drowned her kids too.
Yeah, I will. I will definitely tell her when I see her. Because of the sloppiness and the rain and everything else,
how sloppy would you say it is
out here? If you're saying what we think it's going to be straight mud, homie.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say something super fucked up right there.
Oh, you were talking about like somebody's wet, dirty pussy from the Waffle House or something like that?
A butthole.
Either or.
It could be a butt too.
Could be.
Butts can be sloppy.
I've never ran across one of you.
No.
A sloppy butthole?
But I'm certain that it exists. It has to.
We've seen them on the show, roided up ones and things like that, dude.
Yeah.
A lot of chicks who do anal. But Toby Keith's horse, Render Judgment, had no problem galloping Monday under retired jockey Robert Albaredo.
They couldn't. Oh, my God.
But he will be ridden by Julian Leparo on Saturday. Good enough for me. God damn it.
That's sloppy. Like on a scale of one to sloppy.
Oh God, dude,
there's a way of doing this, and that ain't it, my friend. Yeah,
that's a muddy track right there.
You gotta like not eat that morning, and then enema a couple of times to make sure that everything's on the up and up before you insert your penis into a butthole. Like
sure
that.
Do.
And
sure
this,
do.
This man clearly did not take. I mean, I don't. I expect more out of Catwoman.
I did too.
To be honest.
Well, the audience can't see that unless you look in the Pete Rose jersey.
It's up there.
Which will be replaced in a couple weeks. It's currently getting framed as we speak, by the way.
Which one is it?
I can't tell you.
Mm.
It came through, though. It came through. So Toby's horse galloped and did fine. Let's see. Grande, which is another one of my favorites there at 20-1, stretched his legs Monday, galloping about 1 3/8 miles, standing into the starting gate. And with rain in the forecast later in the week, they didn't want to take any chances, and they just wanted to get him used to what the conditions would probably be. East Avenue, which is another horse, Final Gambit, Flying Mohawk, and others kept it light, jogging or galloping through workouts. Sovereignty, which is the second favorite in the race at 5-1, just kind of walked around. Didn't do much. I don't like that at all. And the trainer said, it's all good. I don't think it is, friends. You got to get out there. We got a couple nippers out there. Some hopefuls. Admire Daytona, which is Japan base. Delco. Thank you. And just because of that, I'll be putting money on him. I have to, right?
Wait, there's a Jap horse in here?
There's two.
Oh, shit.
Admire Daytona, which is weird to me. Maybe the Japanese Admire Daytona Beach? What do you think?
I got to look up the word Daytona and see where it originally comes from. Because it's obviously not, like, there are no words that are just American. That's not a thing.
I don't know. And then another horse named Luxor Cafe. Now, they were scheduled to have a little breeze on Tuesday.
Actually, it is. Daytona Beach, Florida, got its name from Matthias D. Day, a business tycoon who founded the city in 1870 and named it after himself.
Fuck yeah, dude.
So Daytona might be the only word in the entire English language that originated here in America.
Let's go.
Other than like crack horse.
Let's go. I love Daytona Beach, dude. I love it so much.
That's your people down there.
It really is, dude. It really is. We'll be there soon for Hard AF Seltzer, by the way. But yeah, as far as the rest of these horses, I would say the second biggest story here is Bob Baffert. So we were at that last race where Bob Baffert's horse ran on cocaine.
Was it EPO, I think? I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, Bob, what was in the hay there? That's the exact name of it. It was sniffing something out of the hay.
Yeah, he was saying that they went to a strip club the night before.
Yep.
It was a steroid known as Automax or betamethasone.
And look, Bob, that was just lying around. Somebody must have dropped it in the stall, is what Bob Baffert had said. Legend, Bob Baffert. We all know Bob Baffert and what he looks like. Silver-haired fox gentleman. And one of the best in the biz as far as the Derby is concerned.
I am pretty sure this is what they made Will Ferrell's character off of in Eastbound.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Ashley, whatever.
Yeah. The BMW place. Yeah. Bob, fun fact, that BMW place is real. So people go there and take pictures at the dealership in Wilmington, North Carolina. It's still there. It's still there, too.
Maybe I'll do that next week.
Take some pictures in front of the BMW
dealership. I'll dress up like this guy and just show up and start asking him questions.
Yeah. Look at that fucking big swinging dick, dude. I heard he's got a hog on him, too. An absolute fucking unit, this guy. But he's back for the first time in 3 years, which is wild to me. So he got a three-year ban for having the horse do drugs, and now he's back with two horses here. So you know I'm all in. This motherfucker wants to win, dude. That's all he does is win. He wants to win at any cost. How old is Bob Baffert? He's got to be... Man, it's hard to tell because when you're... this, he went...
72.
Yeah, I was going to say, he went silver like this maybe 30 years ago. So he's looked the same. He's kind of like Steve Martin. He's looked the same for like 30, 40 years. Yeah, at this age... fuck it, dude. Another Derby win. Have them get all jacked up again because you win the money and then they don't find out till later. So who gives a shit? So with that, he's got Citizen Bull in this race, who I'm going to bet on at 20-1. And then he's got another horse, Sandman. Now, Sandman's kind of one of the favorites here at 8.5-1. The current odds on mybookie.com have the favorite Journalism. That's plus 280, which is essentially close to 3-1 there. Sovereignty at plus 550, which is 5.5-1. Sandman at 8.5-1. Luxor Cafe at 9-1. Burnham Square at 10-1. Rodriguez. I'm sorry. I apologize. The horse is Rodriguez. So he's got Rodriguez and Citizen Bull. Those are the two Bob Baffert horses. I'll be sprinkling on them as well. Baeza. That's 16-1. American Promise at 16-1. Final Gambit at 20-1. Citizen Bull at 20-1. East Avenue at 20-1 currently. Tiztastic at 20-1. Grande. I'll throw a little Ariana Grande on that at 25-1. Let's fucking go, dude. Cole Battle at 25-1. Publisher at 33-1. Admire Daytona at 40-1. That's the Japanese horse there.
Which one?
Admire Daytona. And did Luxor Cafe scratch? No, Luxor Cafe is a 9-1. Forgive me. So both the Japanese horses are in. Publisher at 33-1. Admire Daytona at 40-1. Chunk of Gold at 50-1. Flying Mohawk at 50-1. Owen Almighty at 50-1. Oh, that's a fucking weird Spanish horse made it. That was so somebody dropped out. So the Neoquios.
New horse.
Yeah, the new horse made it. I don't like that name.
No, I don't.
That's just not a winning name.
No. It's not like Seattle Slough. That's a winning name.
Right.
That's a triple crown winner right there.
I agree.
Off. Justify.
Yeah.
Right?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Those are good names.
Silver Charm was the first one that I was at that I won on in a long time ago. And then Render Judgment is the last one. Toby Keith's horse at 95-1. It's happened before, guys. There was a horse that, man, it gave me fucking chicken skin watching it. I think it was 80-1 that won 2 years ago, I believe. So I'm amped. And yeah, dude, a grand on Render Judgment will pay off it. It's $95,000.
It's not bad.
That'd be fucking insane, wouldn't it? What do they do? Do they stop you there at the casino and say, hey, make you fill out the IRS paperwork? That's what I've heard.
If it's over, I think if it's over 90,000, you have to.
Ten grand.
I think it's 10 grand,
oh,
right?
Oh, is it 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to fill out paperwork?
You go into a different
room.
No, you get taxed differently if it's over 90,000. I don't remember what it is. Ryan Spader was telling me about it because he routinely hits bets like that.
No shit.
He made fucking $500,000 betting baseball last year.
Jesus Christ, man. Do you have to pay the taxes right there? Write down your info?
You may. I don't know about that. It's a good question, yeah.
And then can you get it in cash is the other big question.
Yeah, and I want it in fucking small bills.
Ones. I want it ones and fives.
Oh, give me 2 million $1 bills right now, and I'm going to go distribute them through the city.
Holy shit. All right, so look, we've obviously been before here. Bob, you've been before. Where do you guys go? Off of jockeys, owners, or names?
Uh, probably owners, or I mean, trainers probably more than anything.
Yeah, I usually go by trainers and then I go by track conditions. So track conditions, whenever it's a sloppy, horrific track like the one you showed on screen earlier, it the long shots tend to win these things, man. Because these high-end horses who are the favorites don't typically run in these conditions.
Yeah.
A lot of them come out of California and there's never any fucking rain there, so they're used to dry tracks. This is where I take the fucking mutters, dude. It's going to get nasty. So I'm going with a lot of high odds on this one.
Yep.
I will also go the trainer round as well with the Bob Baffert horses because he's, let's face it, the greatest of all time. Whether the horses are drugged up is another story. Don't really care.
What are his two horses?
Don't really care. Citizen Bull at 20-1 and Rodriguez at 14-1. So those two, yeah, I'm going to lock in on those two. But also, for me, name does play a big part for me. Like I said, my first Derby ever was Silver Charm. And there was something about that name that I was just like, yeah, I'm with you. It sounds like a Derby winner.
Mm.
When you have a sexy name like that, you're like, all right, great. I can get into that. Now, last year, everybody won because it was your name. It was Mystical Dan, and all of our audience bet on it.
That's actually my street name.
Won a shit ton of money off of it. So, yeah. Now, in this one, we're going with some friends of ours, and Owen is their child. So, Owen Almighty at 50-1. They're already placing money on it, and so am I, just because I'm a fan of Owen. And I would be awesome if he won. Plus, at 50-1, that would be fucking amazing.
Mm.
So let's rock. And then my wife goes off of names. Just names as well. So I asked her what she was going to pick. And she said Chunk of Gold was the one that stood out to her this morning. So
that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. Where are you going at in this?
Me, personally?
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things. Let me get down here to it. So... American Promise, because it's got America in it.
Yep.
I'm spreading it out a little bit. Citizen Bull and Rodriguez, I've got both placing.
Okay.
Small bets on those.
Do you go win, place, or show, or do you go win or place? Obviously, you get better odds.
Well, but... so on my bookie, you can choose finishes in top three. That's a category.
Correct,
so that's what, at the track, they don't offer that.
Yeah, they do. It's called win, place, or show.
So oh, if you they go have, up, they have the or there. Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah, I usually do the or.
Yeah,
when I'm doing it, but
because top three still gets you some money and it's fun, and you're like, all right, cool.
Yeah, and top three on Citizen Bull and Rodriguez are 475 and 550 respectively. That's good money.
It's not bad at all.
So, and I think they'll probably do well. One of those two will definitely hit. Now make my money back on the other bets just off one of those.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Now. Cole Battle sticking out to me as far as name-wise. And I think it's just because I'm still stuck on that fucking guy from West Virginia. Oliver Anthony.
Mm.
You know? It feels like a Cole Battle that he's fighting on that album that he put out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody got a chance to see him on New Year's Eve on Dick's rocking New Year's Eve. But they actually cut to a coal mine.
He was in a coal mine.
He was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you got a picture of that, Bob, from Rockin' Eve here?
Kind of weird.
God, I wish we could play it. He sounds amazing. I don't know if he's a weird guy or what his fucking sitch is, but yeah, there he is inside that coal mine down there. And was he wearing a miner's hat during the performance?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. What? Danny was, dude.
Good God.
Look at him right there, wearing a fucking... Yeah, that's a man of the people right there, dude. Coal Battle down there. He's wearing a fucking helmet with a flashlight on it. Let's fucking go, dude. So, yeah, I got some favorites here. Final Gambit, I have a hard time with just because I hate fucking make 'em ups. Mm. You know, I hate. Is that Marvel, Bob? Who is Gambit?
Gambit is one of the X-Men.
Oh, God.
Which is Marvel, yes. But Final Gambit means... A gambit is a word. You know it means something, right?
I do, but I don't know necessarily what they named it after because usually it's kind of topical. So take two of these horses here, journalism and publisher.
Mm.
I find that odd that those are both topics during, you know, especially a heated political...
Well, a gambit is like a strategic move. Like in war or chess or something like that, right? And that's probably more apropos of a horse than the goddamn Marvel character. So I'm guessing it's the strategic move on the racetrack and not Remy LeBeau or whatever the fuck his name was.
I hope so, because you heard what happened, right? With him, with Channing Tatum and Gambit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're bringing him back.
Yeah, of course. It's campy and stupid. People love that shit.
Did you like it? Did you guys see the movie?
No.
You didn't see it?
Yeah, yeah. It was good.
Yeah. Did you like him, though? I did not.
No, he was terrible.
He was terrible.
And I, like, as a device inside of a fourth wall broken movie, it's funny.
That's what I thought, too.
But as a standalone character in his own show, I mean, not one prayer, dude.
No.
Absolutely no way that's going to work.
I know.
Remy LeBeau, a.k.a. Gambit, will not be in a standalone film, but he will appear in Avengers Doomsday.
Yeah.
Coming next summer.
Yeah. He'll be in that fucking thing, dude. And I won't, no matter what this movie is, because I'm sure my kids will want to go and see it, dude, I'm going to laugh at Channing Tatum the entire time. Like, it's just, I don't even care how serious it is. It's just the most ridiculous voice. It was always his dream to play this fucking character. Mm-hmm. And I just can't shake it out of my mind. So I don't got any money on that. I don't got any money on him. Tiz-tastic? No. That doesn't sound like a Derby winner, does it?
Nope.
Tiz-tastic? I don't want to see that on a fucking trophy on the wall. Because when you're there, they put them all up on the wall and shit. And I don't see Tiz-tastic in my mind on that wall. Flying Mohawk would be dope.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That would be a dope one.
I'm not really sure what that means, but it is a good name.
No idea. Grande, I could see. East Avenue, meh. Meh. Burnham Square, no, it just doesn't sound like a fucking Derby winner to me, dude.
Yeah.
Sandman, sure. Luxor Cafe, no. You ever been to that hotel in Vegas, the Luxor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not.
No, it's not the one you want to be at.
No.
For sure.
I don't want to go to the fucking Luxor Cafe.
Maybe they should name one of the horses Circus Circus, and Gary can ride it.
Yeah, I'd be all in on that if it was Circus Circus, but not the Luxor, for Christ's sakes. Rodriguez, I'm going to sprinkle on that, but I don't really believe in it. Citizen Bull, though, really does sound like a fucking winner, doesn't it? Like
Citizen
a winning,
Bull, I mean, yeah,
like a winner's, a Kentucky Derby winner's name.
If you look at some of the last winners, Mystic Dan, Mage, Rich Strike. Rich Strike is not very good, I don't think.
That's not bad.
Mandaloon.
I don't like that one.
Authentic.
Yeah, that's fine.
Country House is stupid. Justify was one.
That's a great one.
That's the last Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
Always Dreaming, that's fine. Nyquist, that's fine. American Pharoah, the next to last.
I like American Pharoah for sure, yeah.
California Chrome, that's a good one.
Yep.
Orb. That's stupid.
Dumb.
I'll Have Another. That's a good one.
I like that.
Animal Kingdom. That's a good one. Super Saber. Good one. Mind That Bird. Yes. Big Brown is good. Street Sense. I mean, it's usually names that you want it to be.
Big Brown, man, was one of my favorite horses, dude. I bet on Big Brown, and I won on Big Brown. Because what we would always do is just go to the track, wherever we were, over the years, if we weren't at the Kentucky Derby. So when I was in L.A., I would go to Hollywood Track and bet it there. Fuck, man, I had to do a gig with Jared one time, and we went to the, oh boy, I drug Jesse out to that San Antonio horse track. Do you know about that place? Mm-hmm. What a shithole that is. My God, man. I thought I was going to get murdered in the parking lot at that fucking place. And that was the one where the horse bumped the other horse.
Yeah.
And ended up winning at crazy odds at the end, and they had to do a replay of it.
Yeah.
But,
wait, who did we go out there with?
I forgot.
Didn't Governall come with us?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Build the Wall did. Yeah. Build the Wall, Governall. That'd be a great horse name.
Most of the people there to watch the races were black people in their Sunday church clothes. So it was kind of like a mini, because I don't think Crackers, all the white people just showed up dressed like white fucking white men. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But the black people showed up dressed like it was the Kentucky Derby. It was nice.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
Now, according to some of the reporters who were there watching these workouts throughout the week here, they said Citizen Bull was putting on a fucking show. And again, journalism hasn't done shit. Who's the favorite of this race?
Yeah.
So that's a no-go for me.
You know who still has the record for fastest time ever?
Who?
Secretariat.
No shit.
Yeah.
After all these years?
Mm-hmm.
God damn, dude.
By about half a second.
Okay. There was a jockey here that was not taking it easy. Jockey Umberto Rispoli Spent the weekend in a real-life Amazing Race episode. Canceled flights, airport layovers, rerouted connections. A Saturday of no work and a travel frustration.
Did they drug test the jockeys? Because so jockeys like to fucking party.
They do meth to make weight.
Well, I don't know about that. But
they're all methed up.
They definitely like to get fucked up.
Oh.
They like pills and fucking cocaine.
That's why, because they can't eat. So, like, you're on a crazy diet restriction, and then they fucking weigh you. I got to go down there a few times. And you watch the jockeys get weighed. It's a weird fucking room. Is there pictures of it, Bob? Of those jockeys hanging out in there? Because it's like a picture, a shitty version of like a locker room for like a minor league team or something like that. The Kentucky Derby's got a decent one, but the rest of these places, no, man. And they're either pissing, puking, or shitting. And as soon as they step off that scale, because they make you get on one of those old school scales. Most of these little fuckers weigh like 135, dude.
It's weird.
I know. It's a weird fucking thing. Look at him, dude. Look at this little guy getting all fucking beefed up
getting
back there.
Up.
Zoom in on him. What's he doing with his dick?
He's getting it tucked up so it doesn't flap around in the wind. Yeah. Creates drag.
Look at that little fucker,
or
dude.
Maybe he's just got a hog and he doesn't want to get caught in the stirrups.
Maybe. Maybe. But yeah. It says, you know, obviously the render judgment is not a favorite this week, but it's carrying the heaviest meaning, and I agree on that. As far as the rest of these guys, let's see who some of the experts are picking. And by experts, the guy's name is Randy Moss, and he's white.
Yeah, he's a cracker.
Which is always weird to me. And they never get it right. They never, ever get it right. So let's pop up some of the picks here. For the old derby from these guys, and let's see who they're going with. I'm telling you though, go with a name or something else. Like you're not going to know who's going to win this fucking thing. If it's the favorite, not only will I lose a shit ton of money, but because the favorite rarely ever wins the Kentucky Derby. But and you can look up the odds on that, Bob. Like over time, I think the favorite's only won 3 times in like the last 25 years or something like that. Let's go to. I don't like we go to Lexington. They're pretty close in there. So Lexington Herald. Oh, it's one of those ones you got to subscribe to. Why the fuck would I ever subscribe to the Lexington Herald Leader?
Looks like favorites win about a third of the time.
A third?
Yeah.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot. All right. Over how long though? Like overall or over the last 25 years?
I'll try to find 25 years. That's overall. It might be less more recently.
Okay. Celebrity wise, by the way, Simone Biles will be doing the get on the horse thing.
Oh, is she going to kick one of the horses?
I think so.
Do a backflip and scissor kick that thing right in its fucking face.
Or she backflips onto a horse.
That'd be dope. If she literally, if she did that, that would be dope as shit. I don't know if that's good for the horse. Well, but she only weighs like 90 pounds, so how bad could it be?
Yeah, not really sure over there.
Actually, in the last 16 editions of the Derby, post favorites have won 8 times.
God damn, really?
Yeah.
It's a real chalk
Derby. Fuck.
I think they need to start putting some,
I can't do it, dude.
They need to start putting some wild cards in there.
No shit. But there's rumors of celebrities going here, of Travis Tritt. Who I fucking love, I'd lose my shit, dude, if I got to meet Travis Tritt.
Where was he? He was at an event with some buddies of mine not too long ago. I don't remember where it was.
I love him.
But he's a cool guy. He likes
I love Travis
stuff.
Tritt, dude. Yeah. I went to a concert on New Year's when I was in Georgia to watch Travis Tritt. And he rocks.
Well, at that, what's his name? Vince Gill was at the John Daly thing. And then who was the other guy? Where's she
Vince Gill's always been kind of a snooze to me.
Yeah, he's, you know, yeah.
Let's see. Who do we got here? Tracy Morgan is expected to be there. Aaron Rodgers.
Mm.
Maybe we can ask Aaron where he's going to play next year.
Or we can smoke some ayahuasca with him.
Yeah, why not?
Or whatever. Drink it.
Drink it. See what happens.
Smoke some DMT as well.
Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly. Boo. I don't give a fuck about him. Oh, God. Is Jack Harlow still a thing?
Did anybody watch that movie?
White Men Can't Jump?
Yeah,
no.
I don't think anybody watched it.
No. Who else do they got coming here? Jason Kelsey.
That'll be fun.
The Kelce brothers usually go to the Derby, I feel like.
Yeah.
Tom Brady goes every fucking year, dude. Usually him and Danny Amendola usually go to the Derby every year and bet a lot of money on it. We'll check out some of the favorites here as far as picks from other sites. So, dude, a lot of people are liking that fucking Citizen Bull horse at 20-1. I'm surprised, dude. 20-1's big boy odds. Let's see. Some dark horses to watch. And this is according to paper up there up in Lexington. Is Tiztastic. No, dude. No. I'm not doing it. Came off a victory in last month's Louisiana Derby. So they're hoping it's going to get hot at the right time there. American Promise. D'Anthony, your horse. There you go. Also brings a championship pedigree to Saturday's race. Oh, shit. It's D-Wayne Lucas who's the goddamn trainer for that. Yes. Dude, he's the one that won the Triple Crown with Justifying in 2018. 18,
yeah.
What's the odds of American Promise?
I think it was 40. Is that right?
Or 16-1.
16, yeah.
All right. That'll play. All yeah.
I didn't know.
And D-Wayne Lucas is also another fucking pimp, dude.
Yeah, I didn't know he was the
trainer.
The trainer, and I'm going to up
that
bet.
That's why we do these shows. That's why we do these fucking shows, dude.
I'm going to up that bet. I'm going to up that bet.
And Burnham Square is another one of their dark horses here, according to...
Literally dark.
Yeah, according there. And then, for me, dude, I always go with gray horses, too. My grandmother always bet on gray horses at the Atlantic City racetrack when I was a kid. She was like, they're lucky. A gray horse will always get you in the top three. So, yeah, there's two gray horses in this event. And I believe... one of them might be one of Baffert's horses. So, yeah, dude, fun times ahead at the old Kentucky Derby here. And the projected finish, though, according to them. Journalism at 1, Burnham Square at 2, and then Rodriguez at 3. I don't agree with any of that. I don't agree with one fucking horse in those top three right there. Maybe Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I just don't like the other two. But I'm going to win. I'm going to place a couple to go top 1, 2, 3, but I'm going on winners and winners only here. All right, I'm going to give you who I'm really going to put a lot of money on. Chunk of Gold. Obviously, Toby's horse, Render Judgment. A lot of money there. And Citizen Bull and Coal Battle. There's going to be my top four here that I'm going to put a lot of fucking money on. I'll sprinkle on American Promise and Rodriguez, and that's it for me. Grande, maybe, just because... you know, I've always said it on the show forever, so it would feel like bad luck if I didn't throw a Grande on Grande, but I think that's where I'm going. Where are you going?
I already told you.
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
All right. Bob, who do you got?
If the track's wet, Coal Battle's the best mutter.
Yep.
So for the sake of the show, though, for the card, can you repeat your picks, Dan?
What do you mean?
For the card. We're going to put a card on the screen.
Picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, hang on. Let me pull them up. Let's see. So, excuse me. Citizen Bull and Rodriguez, I took to finish top three.
Okay.
And then Owen to win, Owen Almighty, American Promise to win. And then on, who's that other jabroni? Render Judgment to win.
Yeah. As well. You're going with Toby, dude. Yeah. That talk you into it? Or
no,
you just don't want to lose to Toby Keith?
I just like the name.
Okay.
And then it went to 95, and I hit it again.
Yeah, you have to, dude.
I didn't know that.
TK, brother.
I didn't know it was his at the time, but I don't care about that.
Yeah, he's got a lot to do with it.
He owes me a lot, actually.
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't think he owes you a goddamn thing, dude.
He does.
Toby died for this country. You're still alive. So, what are they talking shit about Render Judgment here? Why are they saying
he sucks ass?
Just why
hasn't won shit?
Why?
What do you mean? Why
he was just waiting for his moment, dude.
You can't even get odds on him to win his Triple Crown right now.
Well, that's a shame. And I think that's mainstream media right there and their hatred for Patriots and Americans and Toby Keith. The media's never liked Toby Keith, dude. So, yeah, I'm going all in on him. But how did he earn the spot here if he's a shitty horse? Just because it's Toby Keith, I doubt it.
Got to fill the field.
No, you don't have to. There was plenty. That's why we had to fucking do the show here, not there. Is because there was too many in the field. So, no, dude, it was fine.
I mean, shitty's relative, right? Like, there's guys on the All-Star team who are mid every year, like in baseball. Like, he's obviously not the worst racehorse around, but compared to the field, he is shitty.
He's like a Halliburton
of
horses.
Yeah.
He's coming out of the 15th position. That's not terrible. Oh, fuck. His jockey's making his first Kentucky Derby appearance. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. God damn it, dude. But look, with a muddy track, you never know who's going to win in this goddamn thing, dude. Once again, somebody who won, that was 80-1, won a couple years ago. But it's a fan favorite, and we're all doing it together here. We're all going in on Toby together, and then they're saying here the family. His legacy lives on through the continued success of Dream Walking Farms and the horses he has helped bring to prominence. It sounds like he might have jacked off a few, and he's got maybe some more to come.
Can you bet on him finishing somewhere between 9 and 11?
Toby, oh, God. How great would that be? That would be the fucking best, wouldn't it?
Get some good odds on that, right?
Don't you think when the horse gets put into the gate, he's looking at those two towers? And then I think that's going to inspire him to run faster. And this is from a commenter here on the Western Horseman site that I've now moved on to. As far as render judgment is concerned. And this is Lori Cannon. And she wrote this, it says yesterday. I pray to the Almighty Lord that render judgment wins the Kentucky Derby or either win, place, or shows, she goes on to say. It would make Toby and his family proud and for all the dedication and accomplishments he has contributed to Oklahoma. Bring render judgment to the winner's circle. Thank you, Lori Cannon. Thank you for your sweet, sweet words. And that's what we're all rooting for here. All right, guys. Join us. Join us. Will you? We'll be doing some live. I think we might go live on the Drinker Bros Instagram for the Derby itself. It's only 3 minutes, you know? And you can see it because we're right at the finish line, unless I swap out those tickets and go underneath the underhang. So those fuckers will be right in front of our faces again, just like last time, which will be great. And if you're out there, bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Enjoy the Kentucky Derby, kids. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the 2025 Kentucky Derby special. Good night, everyone.
Burnham Square.
Fuck you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.